Good morning, this is Pastor Susan Fox, and today is the third Sunday in Advent, December 17th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Amos 9, verses 11 to 15. In that day I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen, and repair its breaches, and raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord who does this. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows the seed. The mountains shall drip sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruined cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine, and they shall make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be uprooted out of the land that I have given them, says the Lord your God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God, a Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, on this third Sunday in Advent. Wouldn't it be great if our lives could be mapped perfectly into our GPS system, and all we had to do was follow the arrow? During this season of Advent, we may particularly wish we had such a device. We could get all the Christmas cards written and in the mail by December 10th. All the baking would occur without mistake. And the gifts would be wrapped and labeled well in advance of December 24. And everybody in the household would be polite and content, motivated to go beyond what is expected. Well, it's a nice dream, but life doesn't unfold exactly as we desire. Instead, we are often stressed, irritable, noticeably quiet, and exhausted. We find ourselves longing for something more. In today's Old Testament reading, the prophet Amos recalls wanting something different for the people of Israel. God gave Amos a hard job to do when he directed him to say to the people, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." Amos delivers that message to the people, but it is a twofold message: words of judgment, followed by words of restoration. The word restore means to renew, to make useful again, or to make over. You know, there are people who love to restore things, and often their reason for doing so is because there was something about the project that made it worth saving. When God sees us, he promises to rebuild what is broken. As the master craftsman, he repairs the damage we have done to ourselves and to others. He restores us to himself again through his word and sacraments. God cares deeply about you. Whatever is weighing heavy on your mind and heart can be given to God in full confidence that he will forgive and return you to wholeness. He is the master craftsman. Amen. Let us pray. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Amen.